The highest level of currency for me is not money. It's time.
Welcome to the Bedros Koulian Show.
What's the difference between me and you? Back when Q was rolling with Lorenzo in a Benzo, I was banging with a gang of instrumentals.
Hey, if there's one thing I could have started sooner in life, it would be to create these 11 non-negotiable rules that I live by. Hey, welcome to the Bedros Koulian Show. My name is Bedros Koulian, and I've got a great episode teed up for you today. But before I go through the 11 non-negotiable rules that I live by, I want to tell you a story about the 1.0 version of me, the younger version of me that lived by no rules, no structure, no discipline, and all of that panned out to be a very painful life for me. Now, the reality is this isn't just for young people, because there's plenty of people in their late 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s that don't have any hard and fast rules to live by. And therefore, they end up literally with zero structure, zero discipline. They're almost like a rudderless ship, kind of at the whim of what everybody says. And the answer to most things that people ask you is usually yes, even if you don't want to do it, right? Which then only later you end up regretting because it took away time from you. It took away energy from you. It took away money from you. It wasn't fulfilling for you. In fact, it was an empty experience. But if you had rules that you could live by, well, guess what? Then you could say, hey, sorry, this ain't for me because my rules don't allow for that. So anyways, over time, I created these 11 non-negotiable rules for myself. Now, if you know anything about me, at the age of 38, which was 11 years ago, I had a massive panic attack. And that panic attack led to me literally redeveloping myself into a better entrepreneur, a better human, creating more structure and discipline for myself. That's when I really continued to dial in my diet, my workouts, really focused on building my businesses. And all of that led to creating these 11 rules that are non-negotiable for me. So I want to share them with you today. And if any of them work for you, or if all of them work for you, apply them to your life. And I got to tell you, I shared these rules on Instagram about a month and a half ago. And the post went nuts. It went viral. Everybody had something to say about it. It was one of the posts that had probably over 500 comments on it. I think over 30,000 likes, simply because some people were like, well, that rule doesn't make sense to me, or that's too structured, that's too rigid, that doesn't make sense for the type of life I want to live. Hey, man, cool. I'm telling you that if I could go back to my teens and early 20s, I would take these 11 rules and I would solidify them in my life. I'm telling you that they would have helped me become a millionaire even sooner. I would have been fit even sooner. I would have lived with way less anxiety and uncertainty in my life. And I would have been hard and fast on my purpose and meaning in life. Now, if all of that sounds great to you, jump right in, Playboy. If it doesn't, then guess what? Take a pass on them. But even if one of these rules work for you, hey man, run with it. So as I posted this on the old IGs, I wasn't able to put a lot of depth into it. So what you're gonna get here is the depth of every bullet point that I have, right? So rule number one that I posted was that I won't do business with anyone that I can't be friends with and who doesn't share my core values. And to me, I think that's pretty self-explanatory. I've had plenty of business partners in my 25-year career as an entrepreneur. The business partners who I liked and enjoyed hanging out with, the business partners who shared the same core values as I did, we ended up staying friends, building more businesses, and still doing business together after like a decade later. And then the people that I was like, you know what, here's a great money opportunity, but this person's not someone that I would necessarily hang out with, right? Or I don't share the same core values as them. Maybe they party hard. Maybe they're into some recreational drugs. Maybe they're into some extracurricular activity, whatever the thing is, right? Or maybe just the way they carry themselves doesn't align with me. But I was like, you know what, there's a great money opportunity here. Well, I jumped into that relationship anyway. Those relationships end up always falling apart. There's always some level of stress There's some level of worry and concern. And then the divorce that comes from a partnership like that is awful. So the rule for me is simple. If I can't be friends with you and if I don't have similar core values as you, we ain't doing business. Rule number two that's non-negotiable. I'll always prioritize my health and fitness over everything else. And I used to not do this. And if you've read my book, Man Up, you know that. And it's embarrassing for me to talk about this, but as I launched Fit Body Bootcamp, an international fitness franchise now with hundreds of locations across the United States and Canada, I started focusing so much on my work that I began to really neglect my health, my fitness. And when I say health, I also mean my mental health. Not just my physical health, but also my fitness, my workouts, right? And of course, that then all of a sudden starts impacting your sleep. That increases your stress levels. That starts creating a lot of static in your relationships. And I experienced all of that. And it wasn't until I had that massive panic attack at 38 years old that I was like, holy hell, I need to do something about this. Like, if my businesses are going to succeed, then I have to be the one driving them to success. And that means I have to have a full cup. I need mental health, physical health, emotional health. My fitness needs to be dialed in. And I can no longer make excuses that my team needs me, my customers need me, hell, my kids need me, or that I need to wake up early to go do this work. No, I need to wake up early and go work on myself, physically, mentally, emotionally. Right? And if I could do that, I'm now in a position where I have enough bandwidth to be able to deal with the stresses that come with launching a business. Number three is real simple. I won't hang out with anyone who gossips or spreads rumors. To me, people who gossip and spread rumors are poison. I've literally fired people from this building, Fit Body Bootcamp headquarters, because there is like, you could always point back to someone tearing down the morale or culture of the team, and you could pinpoint it to one person, and it's like, oh, they're the ones that talk behind someone's back. They're the ones that start spreading rumors. They're the ones that are kind of really stirring up the gossip. People like that are poison. I won't have them in my friend group. I won't have them in my business partnerships. And I certainly won't have them as employees in my organization. Hey guys, quick interruption to the Bedros Koolian Show. I want to remind you about the Trulene Wellness Shot. I created the Trulene Wellness Shot because I wanted a product that was going to help you boost your immune system and fight off inflammation in your gut, in your joints, in your body so that you are healthy, you don't get sick, and you live an awesome life. Trulene Wellness Shots have these 9 ingredients that are going to absolutely help fight off inflammation and boost your immune system. Vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, ginger, turmeric, echinacea, B12, cayenne pepper, and black pepper. And every single packet is checked for heavy metals because our ingredients are top quality and we use nothing but top quality because we cut no corners. So you can use my name, Bedros, at Trulene.com and get 50% off your Trulene Tribe subscription. You not only get 50% off your first order, you also get free shipping. You get a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee so that if you don't like the product for some reason, which we have yet to meet anyone who don't like the product, we will give you your money back, no questions asked, and we will shake hands and part ways as friends. And of course, $1 of every order goes to Shriner Children's Hospital, which is a hospital system that I've been helping and supporting for over 12 years. They provide medical procedures, medical services, surgeries to children whose families can't afford these procedures. So go to Trulene.com, use code word Bedros, join the Trulene Tribe. You get 50% off your first order and then 20% off your recurring monthly orders after that. Back to the show. Rule number four that's non-negotiable for me. I am out at the first sign of dishonesty and disrespect. Listen, at 49 years old, I've learned something about men. And I think this goes for everyone, but men especially have a hard time dealing with disrespect. And I have decided that if someone's going to be disrespectful towards me and I've done nothing to deserve it, or they're going to be dishonest with me, even if it's a tiny little white lie, I'm out. I'm out of that relationship. I'm out of that partnership. I'm out of that friendship. I'm out of that everything. And the reason for that is I once read a book by Norman Vincent Peale. And he said, for every lie you tell, you have to tell 15 more to cover up that one. And for each of those 15, you have to tell 15 more to cover up that one. So whether it's a little white lie or a big lie, it's all an indicator of a person who's dishonest, who is not going to be truthful. And I don't want any kind of relationship, not a business relationship, not a friendship relationship with anyone who's dishonest and disrespectful. Non-negotiable rule number 5, if you hang out with losers, then you can't hang out with me. Dude, this one's pretty simple, right? Listen, everybody around you has influence on you. Don't for a moment think that you can hang out with losers and low lives and energy vampires and negative and toxic people, and that they're not going to influence you in some way. You're either going to start picking up some of their habits, traits, or behaviors, or you're going to become a lot like them. And the last thing I'm looking for is for the people in my circle of influence to be losers. And so, quite frankly, if you are a winner, but you are okay with hanging out with losers even every now and again, and I get a whiff of that, guess what? I'm out. And that's, again, you might think that's too rigid. You might think that's harsh. You might think that that's something that, you know, how dare I? Personal preference, right? And again, my life is very high speed. I have many companies that I'm responsible for. I have hundreds of people that I have responsibility in terms of payroll. And the last thing I want to do is get influenced by someone in my circle of influence who has been influenced by someone negative, toxic, or just pessimistic, right? Not interested. Now, number 6, this one's interesting because some people got a little butthurt on Instagram about this. And I said, I am not interested in you buying me coffee, lunch, or dinner just so that you can pick my mind. Right? How often do you hear that from people? If you have any level of success, you probably hear that, like, hey man, can I, you know, I'm going to be in town. Can I buy you coffee, lunch, or dinner? I'd love to pick your brain. I'd love to pick your mind about a few things. And you're like, damn, B, that's pretty harsh. Well, it's not, because the highest level of currency for me is not money. It's time. See, once your need for money has been satisfied, and look, I've been blessed to work hard and have great work ethic and to come up with ideas and be focused and consistent for decades and follow through. And so my need for money has been satisfied. But guess what? My time is very finite. My time is dedicated to the family. It's dedicated to my friends. It's dedicated to my paying coaching clients who pay me $100,000 for a year of coaching and my Domination Year coaching program. It's dedicated to my team here, right? And with all that going on, where exactly am I going to find time for you to buy me a coffee, lunch, or dinner to pick my brain? That's why I put out a ton of free content. And when people got a little butthurt about it, I had to remind them that, listen, my time is the highest level of currency that I have, and it's very finite, and I can't get more back. Like, I can make more money. I can't make more time. I can't go back and get more time. And so the free content that I put out on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Instagram, TikTok, all the social media platforms, that is me opening up my brain and handing it over to you and saying, pick, motherfucker, pick. Pick away. Now, you may not want to go and curate from all the content that I've put together over the years that I pump out every single day that's free. You want to be lazy and you want to sit across from me eating up my time without paying for that time and asking me questions. That's never going to be, by the way, the length of a coffee, lunch, or dinner, because each one of those questions lends itself to another clarifying question. Right? So you would be doing yourself a disservice to try and sit across from me or anyone who's affluent or has mastery or expertise in a category, and you're like, I just want to pick your brain. Instead, what you should do is consume their free content, use it to elevate yourself, your income, your personal growth, your fitness. What, you know, every fucking day I go to a gym, right? I go to a public gym. When I'm traveling, I'm working out at a public gym. I don't work out at BK Strength. Well, obviously, when I'm traveling, when I'm here in Chino Hills, I'm working out at my gym. But guess what? When I'm traveling, I'm in a public gym. And no less than half a dozen people come up to me when I'm working out at a public gym all over the country, and they go, dude, you changed my life. I'm making more money. I've lost 60 pounds, 80 pounds. One guy said I lost 100 pounds. My relationship has improved. My relationship with myself is better. I'm no longer a hypocrite or an imposter. I make a promise and I keep a promise. That's all off the free shit that I put out there. So on what planet do you think that I'm going to go and give away my time, the most the most precious currency that I have, right? When I have so much free information that I put out there, that the best thing you can do is take responsibility and massive action and start curating that information. And then get yourself to a place where you're closer to your 2.0 self, you're closer to your goals, and they go, you know what? I'm gonna take some of this money, I'm gonna give it to this guy, whether it's me or some other mentor or coach or someone that you look up to and you wanna learn from. It's a pay-to-play business, homegirl, right? So knowing that, what are you gonna do? Take advantage of the free content that we put out there, elevate yourself, take some of that money and invest it in a coach or a mentor who can help you time collapse and get results. But don't ever look to pick someone's brain because it is the highest level of offense you can give them, I promise you. All right, non-negotiable number 7. I ruthlessly protect my time and energy from negative people. Again, there's nothing to go in depth about, but I will ruthlessly protect my time and energy from negative people. And the word ruthlessly means I won't take a call if it's not scheduled, right? If I see a call come in, I don't recognize the number. If it's not my kids, if it's not a family, I'm not taking that call. Just because you felt like it was a good time to call me to pick my brain does not mean I'm picking that, right? I'm going to ruthlessly protect my time and energy. And when I do, I can invest that time and energy into the things that give me a greater return on my time and energy, such as working out, reading books, doing my own personal growth, making the monies, right? All right, number eight. Now you're gonna be like, whoa, B, number 8 seems to contradict number 6 that you just said. So hear me out on this, because that's what everyone said on the TikToks. Or was it Instagram? I think it was Instagram. All right, number 8 says, I won't loan money to you. I won't loan money to you, but I will teach you how to produce a shit ton of it, right? I won't loan money to you. And here is what I've realized in my 49 years, especially over the last 15 years when I've kind of come to creating wealth and financial security for myself, I realized that when you make money, people are gonna wanna come up to you and ask for a loan. Hey bro, we're homies, right? Yeah man, we're homies. Can you loan me whatever, $5,000, $10,000, $50,000? Recently I got asked for a $100,000 loan. And guess what? If they can't make the repayment, if they're late on the payment, now I've got a problem with you. Now all of a sudden, if we were homies, then why are you dodging me? And I've had that happen so many times that I would rather, if you're in a hard spot, I'd rather give you money so that I can maintain our friendship, but I won't loan you money. But I will teach you how to make a ton of money. And you're like, but you said that you won't take, see number 6, right? But you said you won't let me take you out for coffee, lunch, or dinner, B. So how are you gonna teach me? Well, I ain't gonna teach you for free, motherfucker. I'm gonna teach you when you pay to play. But when you look at all the episodes of the Empire Show, right? 4 years, 209 episodes of me interviewing entrepreneurs. And then you look at all these episodes of the BK Show. You look at all of the posts that I've put up about making money, developing self-mastery, creating sovereignty. You have so much free knowledge at your fingertips to be able to make more money. The question is, are you willing to act on it? Are you willing to curate it? Are you willing to put it in a step-by-step process where you can execute? I don't know. But what I won't do is I won't loan you money, and I would highly recommend that if you value your relationships with friends or family, do not loan them money. If you've got the money and you're okay with parting with that money, I'd rather give you the money and say, here you go, man, go solve your problems. You don't have to pay me back. But the moment I expect you to pay me back and you're late on a payment and you start dodging me, or all of a sudden, you know what happens? Let's just be really honest. They go, you know what? B's got a lot of money. You've got a lot of money. I'm just not going to pay him back. I'm still on hard times. I'm sure he'll understand. I'm sure he can make more money. He can recover that money. Well, for me, it ain't about the money. It's that you didn't keep your fucking word. And now you're a piece of shit to me. Now I can't help but have resentment towards you. I can't help but see you as a low-life peasant. I can't help but want to just disconnect from you. So my question is, was it worth the $5,000, $10,000, $50,000, $100,000? I don't know. Maybe it was. Maybe for that person, they're like, you know what? For $5,000, I'm okay with not being friends with B, right? And so that's the lesson that I've learned, and that's what I want to pass along to you. Number 9 that's non-negotiable. If the conversation isn't going to produce growth or money, then I'm not interested in having it. Listen, I'm not one of those, people that wants to have small talk. Like, hey, what's the weather like in Seattle? Guess what, motherfucker? I can take my iPhone right here, pull up the weather app, and tell you exactly what the weather is going to be like anywhere in the world at exactly a very specific time. I don't need to ask you, just because you're from Seattle, what the weather is like, or what's the sport team like, or hey, how's it going? Oh, well, hanging in there. The fucking hanging in there. Hanging in where? Hanging in where? And why are you just fucking hanging around, you fuck? You get what I'm saying? I'm not looking for small talk. I'm not looking for shallow talk. If it's not going to produce growth or money, I'm not having it. That allows me then to save my energy, to save my time, and to go find people that have depth to them, that have meaning to them, that have purpose behind them. I want to talk to them because I've got a finite amount of time on this planet, man. If I do my job right, I'm going to live to be about 105 years old. In that short amount of time, I want the most amount of awesome experiences I can get. I ain't got time for gossip. I ain't got time for rumors. I ain't got time for drama. I ain't got time for shallow talk. I ain't got time for what's your favorite sports team? How's the weather? What's the traffic like? I don't give a fuck. What I do give a fuck about is growth and money, because both of those things lead to a higher level of self-mastery and they lead to sovereignty. And that is what I prioritize in my life, right? Non-negotiable rule number 10. Diaz, as my Hispanic friends would say. If you don't know how to mind your own fucking business, then you and I can't be friends. Listen, maybe it's just generational, but I come from a place where you better mind your business. If I tell you something, you're taking that to your grave. If you go and tell someone else that something, we're mortal enemies moving forward. Just because you know something doesn't mean you got to go carry it on. If you can't keep your mouth shut about someone because someone confided in you, I don't want to know what someone confided in you just because you're like, you know what? I really like that guy. I really want to get that guy's approval and validation. So I'm going to go tell him, hey, did you know that so-and-so is having this problem in their life? Don't fucking tell me that. If someone confided in you, then you better hold it close to the vest. You better take it to your grave. And you better keep your fucking mouth shut. And that's old school rules, but that's the world that I come from. And finally, number 11. Now, you might think that this contradicts number 6 and 8 as well, right? Non-negotiable number 11. I'm allergic to anyone who can't be kind and generous with their money. You're like, but wait a minute, Pedros. You were talking about teaching people how to make money, but you have a lot of it. But you want them to pay you to teach them that. Exactly. The reason I want you to pay me to teach you how to make money is because when you pay, you also pay attention. People don't value free. This is why there's all this free content out there from some of the best minds in the world. Motherfucker, think about this. 15 years ago, hell, 10 years ago, you couldn't go on the Instagrams and the YouTubes and the TikToks and find some of the greatest content from the most impressive thought leaders and entrepreneurs and success-minded people on the planet. You can do that. You'd have to go somewhere and buy a book. Now your goofy ass can go to Amazon and order an audiobook, order the book. You can go and peruse all the social media platforms, look at all the shorts and Instagram reels and YouTube long forms, and literally get a masterclass on one specific individual who you want to learn from. For free. But people don't value free. And so they're like, oh, well, I'd rather watch a cat chasing a fucking dog, right? Those are the ones, the cat chasing a fucking dog and a chick doing a fucking shoulder front delt workout with the camera angle set about, the camera set about 30 feet back, pointing at her ass. And she's like, front delt day. Bitch, how the fuck is it front delt day when all I can see is your ass, right? And the camera's fucking 30 feet away, which means 20 people are passing through just so that you can make a scene out of it. Again, maybe I'm old school. I don't know. But if I am, correct me if I'm wrong. But I'm here to tell you, man, I'm allergic to anyone who can't be kind and generous with their money. I can give to the charities and the causes that I believe in. Look, man, we've donated multiple seven figures to Shriners Children's Hospital over the last 12 years. You know that every time we do a YouTube live, when you guys do those super chat questions and pay for those super chats, I double what you donated, and we donate that to Shriners Children's Hospital. We've got 97 kids adopted through Compassion International. Every year, we're buying tens of thousands of dollars of toys on Christmas and donating it to the local Toys for Tots chapter, so kids who otherwise wouldn't have a Christmas gift could have a Christmas gift to open on Christmas morning. I can be kind and generous with my money. I'm allergic to people who have money and who won't be kind and generous with it. But I also understand that nothing is valued when it's free. And so it is a pay-to-play world that we live in. And so that's what I wanted to really showcase here are the 11 non-negotiable rules that I live by. And I want to let you know that even though number 6, 8, and 11 on Instagram seemed like they were conflicting themselves, hopefully here I was able to clarify it so that you can understand why these rules exist in my life. Guys, thank you so much for watching and listening to this episode of the Bedros Koulian Show. If you got any value from this episode, be sure to subscribe and like, because 82% of you watching right now are not subscribed, and I would love it if you would subscribe to this episode. And remember this, that average is the enemy, that success is your responsibility, and change can take place in an instant when you are willing to flip the switch. I'll see you next time. What's the difference between me and you? Back when Q was rolling with Lorenzo in a Benzo, I was banging with a gang of instrumentals.